This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1985.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home, at school, at play, and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There is all you need in Jesus. Won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi to you, not only here in the studio in Grand Rapids, but from here we send our warm greetings to our listeners all over the 50 states and in the 100 other countries around the world where this broadcast reaches. We're so glad you could join us. These visits are especially designed for the boys and girls, but we know they're enjoyed by those of all ages, so all are welcome. Today we'll sing a bit and then wind things up with an exciting dramatized story. How exciting is it? Well, listen to just this little bit of the story, Leap in the Dark, and you'll know it's exciting. Get back there and open the freight door. Now be careful that the suction doesn't pull you out of the plane. You understand?
Yes, I'll be careful.
Then as fast as you can, throw those boxes of dynamite out of the plane. Hurry, the plane may catch fire any minute.
I got the door open, Skip.
Good boy, Billy. Now hurry. The smoke's getting thicker.
One gone. There's two.
Hurry, but don't get too near the door. That suction's powerful enough to pull you right out the door. Crooked Neck is just ahead. I see the flares of the landing strip. Billy? Billy! See what I mean? And we'll get to that exciting story in just a few minutes, so be sure to stick around. That story has a lot to do with trusting and with faith. So, cousins, let's have some good trusting songs, okay? Let's start out with the chorus, Trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord and don't despair. He is a friend so true. No matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see you through. Sing when the day is bright. Sing through the darkest night. Every day all the way, let us sing, sing, sing.
Now let's sing one that many of us know. Sing along if you do. I just keep trusting my Lord. Why can we trust the Lord Jesus? Because He is trustworthy, that's why. As this chorus puts it, He's able. Hey, sing along on this one too if you know it. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
learned another thing about our great God. Not only is he able, but he keeps his promises. Just ask old brother Noah. Here's 6-year-old Jonathan to tell us more about God's promises in his scripture and song.
Genesis 9:11-13. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. A beautiful rainbow above you can see, a sign of his promise for all time to be, a promise that never again will he send a flood to destroy everything in the land. From now on each year he's promised to bring
Last week, our cousin's choir sang a song from a new children's musical called Amazing Grace. Well, this week, Lisa Sue has another song from that musical. It has some good advice. Let us go to the house of the Lord.
Oh, I was most incredibly happy when someone said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Oh, I was most incredibly happy when someone said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. I can make it through the weekdays, and Saturday is great. But Sunday, well, that's church day, and I can hardly wait. Oh, I was most incredibly happy when someone said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Oh, I love invocations and I like doxology, but most of all I'd like the space in between when God's Spirit speaks to me. Spirit speaks to me. Oh, I was most incredibly happy when someone said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
Isn't it great that we don't have to wait until Saturday or Sunday to talk to the Lord? We don't have to wait until we go to his house. We can talk to him at any time by using the prayer line. Let's take a moment right now to talk to our wonderful Lord. Jesus, first of all, we just want to tell you that we love you. We love you because you first have loved us. And we do thank you for the opportunity of gathering with others who love you in your house. whether it be on a Saturday or a Sunday or some other day that we worship. But today we want to pray especially for those boys and girls, moms and dads who live in countries where they do not have the freedom to go to your house as they would like to worship you together. And we pray your blessing upon them. And then we pray your blessing upon all of our listening friends, some who are sick and shut in, some where there's been some real problems in their home. We pray that you'd be with them and bless them in Jesus' name.
Always take time to pray.
Pam and Aaron, our delightful duetters, have a beautiful song that fits well with the other songs we've had today. Their song says, "Oh God, how wonderful thou art."
Almighty God, how wonderful art thou, to love the world while hands before thee bow. I fail to comprehend it all somehow. Almighty God, how wonderful art thou. I walk at night beneath majestic skies, and know behind them is our God all wise, who fixed the stars each in its lonely place, and wrapped them in a darkened robe of space. Almighty God, how wonderful art thou, to love the world while hands before thee bow. I fail to comprehend it all somehow. Almighty God, how wonderful art thou.
Now let's take a break from our vocal music and let Todd wake us up with a medley all about the song that Jesus places within our hearts. Thanks, Todd, for those bright songs of testimony. Have you written yet for Keys for Kids? If you haven't, I hope you'll get your request in the mail just as soon as possible. Keys for Kids is our daily devotional designed to be read to or by boys and girls of school age. Recently, I got a nice letter from one of our stations sharing with me a letter they had received from a family in their listening area. The letter said, "We do enjoy your radio station so much. We had been looking for a good family devotional guide. One day I decided to send for the Keys for Kids devotion book. It's perfect for our family. We have two children ages 7 and 9. The verses and the stories are very interesting and practical in their lives. Thanks to your station, we were able to encounter Keys for Kids." Well, we're so glad that Keys for Kids is a blessing to this family, and we'd like it to bless your family as well. Here's where to write: Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Now, are you all ready to sit on the edge of your seat and listen to today's exciting story called Leap in the Dark? You'll remember I told you it had to do with faith, with trusting, with believing. And so just before the story, Darren sings our Go Along With The Story song, Trusting Is Believing.
Trusting is believing that God will keep His word. And trusting is believing your every prayer is heard. And trusting is letting God know that you're depending on Him. It's feeling His forgiveness within. Trusting is believing that God could care for you. And trusting is believing just as a child would do. It's like giving your hand to Jesus.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Harry C. Trover, is entitled Leap in the Dark. Billy lives in a small mining town in Alaska. Only one road leads to the lonely outpost of civilization, and it is little more than a trail through the wilderness. The only contact the town has with the outside world is the express planes that come every few days to bring supplies. Billy never fails to appear at the landing strip when the planes are due, but today he has a special reason for watching the plane circle the field and nose in for a landing. As the plane hits the runway smoothly, the pilot sees Billy and waves to him. Billy runs eagerly toward the plane.
Hi! Hi, Skip!
Hey, hi, Billy! Hi! Well, what do you know, you old sourdough?
I asked Mother if I could go with you, and she said it would be all right.
Well, did you tell her you'd be gone overnight? I won't be back here till tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I told her, and she said if you were willing to bother with me, it was all right with her. And besides, every man in this town has to learn to fly planes sometime, and I might as well learn now as later.
Well, yeah, she's right, but I don't know if I should take you on this trip or not.
Ah, Skip.
Oh, no, it's not that I don't want you to go, but when I told you that you could go with me this week, I didn't know then that I'd be hauling a load of dynamite up to Crooked Neck Mine.
Ah, come on, Skip. Be a good guy. It took weeks to talk Mom into this. If you don't take me now, she'll probably never let me go again. But if I go once and she sees how safe it is, then she won't mind if I go some more. Please?
Yes, I know, but explosives are hot to handle any time.
Please, Skip.
All right, let's look at the pros and the cons sensibly and then decide. Now look at that sky. Alaska has the longest winters and the shortest days of any place on Earth. It's only 3 o'clock, and already it's almost dark. That means that by the time we get to Crooked Neck Mine, it'll be pitch dark, and I'll have to land this old crate by the light of flares.
Let's go!
Now, that's a dangerous job any time, when you're flying an old wreck like this. And with a load of explosives...
Let's go!
And besides, I've only got one parachute.
Let's go!
All right, you win, Billy. You can go.
Yippee! I love it, Skip. Even if it is so dark, I can't see the wingtips.
Well, we'll be flying back in daylight tomorrow. You'll like it better then. Flying high in a bright sky, clouds piled up like drifts of snow. Everything's so peaceful. It's kind of holy, Billy. You feel so near to God that you can just, well, reach out your hand and touch His face.
Boy, I never heard anybody talk like that about God before, Skip. You talk like you and God were personal friends.
In a way, we are. God's closer to me, and I love him more than, well, more than anyone else I know.
Boy, I wish I felt that way about God. I feel kind of scary when I think about God, especially when it's dark, like it is now.
Why do you fear God, Billy?
Well, because I just got the feeling that he's, watching me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think he likes all he sees.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. When I think about God, I feel kind of like a crook or something. I guess that don't make sense, does it?
Makes plenty of sense to me. I used to feel the same way.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Felt that way for years, in fact.
Well, what made you change then?
When I got saved.
Saved? From what? Fire? Drowning?
No. Saved from my sins. Saved from that feeling of guilt you were just talking about.
I still don't get it. What saves you? Do you join something? Do you have to do something? What saved you?
Faith saved me. Just faith.
But faith in what? It all seems so up in the air like.
I guess I've been taking for granted that you knew what those terms meant. Now that I think about it, there's not even a Sunday school in your town, is there?
Nothing but a preacher comes in an airplane about once or twice a year. He has a meeting in the dance hall, but he never tells us anything about faith or getting saved or anything like that. He just talks about nature and politics and stuff like that.
Well, this is the way it is, Billy. First of all, you've got to know that you're a sinner. You must have that feeling that you're, well, not on speaking terms, shall we say, with God.
That's me, all right.
Then you must believe that when Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood, it was for you. And if you believe that and ask God to save you from your sins, you're saved.
But how do I know that God saved me?
Well, that's where your faith comes in. You simply believe. You trust.
I guess I don't have much faith. It's kind of hard to believe in something that you can't see or feel. Or, well, faith is a pretty hard thing, isn't it?
Oh, it just seems hard. Really, it's very simple. It's like telling time. Do you think telling time is difficult, Billy?
Nah, telling time is easy.
But I'll bet before you knew how to tell time, it seemed hard. You just looked at the face of the clock and you had no idea what time it was.
Yeah, I guess that's right. But I see now how simple it is.
Well, so with faith, Billy. Now, if I can just think of some illustration that'll make it clear what faith is, I think you'll understand.
Hey, Skip, look. What made that needle start jumping around like it had the itch?
Hey, it is acting funny, isn't it?
Look, out there in the dark. Is that smoke or clouds?
Clouds don't smell like that, Billy. There must be a short in the wiring. It could burst into flames any minute.
Could you make a forced landing before the fire breaks out?
Well, maybe we won't need to. We're just a few minutes flying time from the Crooked Neck airfield. Maybe we can make it and save the plane. But we could never risk landing this plane with those explosives on board. It would blow Crooked Neck clear off the map.
Well, what do we do, Skip?
I'm glad you came along after all, Billy. You can help. Get back there and open the freight door. Now be careful that the suction doesn't pull you out of the plane. You understand?
Yes, I'll be careful.
Then as fast as you can, throw those boxes of dynamite out of the plane. Hurry! The plane may catch fire any minute.
I got the door open, Skip.
Good boy, Billy. Now hurry. The smoke's getting thicker.
One gone. There's two.
Hurry, but don't get too near the door. That suction's powerful enough to pull you right out the door. Crooked Neck is just ahead. I see the flares of the landing strip. Billy? Billy!
Yeah, I heard you, Skip.
Oh, that smoke's getting so thick I can hardly see. It's like flying into a cloud bank. I'll never be able to land this ship. And unless I miss my guess, that engine's just about to burst into flames. How are you coming, Billy? Oh, we've got to get out of here, quick. I'll put the plane on automatic. Now to get strapped into this parachute.
What are we going to do, jump?
It's our only chance, Billy.
Will one parachute hold both of us, Skip?
Oh, we're just about to find out. Now, I'm strapped into it. You put your arms around my neck and hold tight.
I will. Look, Skip, the plane's on fire.
Now, just a second. Edge up by the door.
We're almost over Crooked Neck Landing Field.
Skip, the plane is filling with flames.
Going, going. Hang on, Billy. We didn't get out of that plane a minute too soon.
We sure can be thankful that you had this parachute.
Are your arms getting tired holding on to me, Billy?
I couldn't let go if I tried.
Look at the men running onto the field. They don't see us yet. We'll be safe on the ground in just a few minutes.
You know what, Skip?
What, Billy?
I think I know what faith is now.
How's that?
Well, here we are, floating through space in darkness, and we're not doing anything about it but trusting in this parachute to hold us up.
Say, that is a good illustration of what faith is, Billy.
Like when we jumped, me holding onto you and you holding onto the parachute. We just took a leap into the dark and trusted that the parachute would hold us both up. And it is.
Well, we're almost to the ground, Billy. I guess this is an illustrated sermon on faith that we'll never forget.
Boys and girls, have you placed your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, if you haven't, do so today. If you need help, write to me. I'll be glad to help you all I can. Also, don't forget to write for Keys for Kids. It's yours for the asking. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Goodbye now. God bless you. And join us again next week, same time and station, for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.